Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Jill Kaufman.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters! Awesome. The new Ghostbusters movie, the reboot, is coming out Friday. It may look very familiar to Greater Bostonians because while the movie is set in New York City, the majority of the film was made around Boston. And we are sure that you may have spotted some familiar hangouts, but not all of them, especially a particular classroom location where Kristen Wiig's character, who is a particle physicist, reveals on a whiteboard that she is standing in front of her life's work and its complicated equations. And, you know, if I walked by it, I'd wipe that marker right off by mistake. Well, they are real equations and real science in a movie about ghosts. And that real classroom is based on one inside of MIT. The equations written out for Wiig were written out by Lindley Winslow, who's here. She's a professor of physics at MIT. Welcome.
Thank you.
So these equations we'll get to in a moment. They're not your science background, but you wrote these out. You gave them to some props person, and they turned it into this whiteboard. You gave Wiig the credential, I think, you know, to make audiences believe that there might be some true science behind ghost busting. Is there?
There is. So what you see up on that whiteboard is a real theory. It's actually based on a theory by a professor from Harvard. It's called SU5, and it's the first theory of almost everything, or the most simple theory of almost everything. And so I thought that would be good for theoretical particle physics as an introduction to her work as a more formal string theorist.
Right. Does she? You haven't seen the movie yet because
I haven't
got a
chance to see it yet.
So we'll have to see how she uses this. How did you get involved in this as a particle physicist in Hollywood?
So it ends up that I was an assistant professor at UCLA for 2 years, and there is Professor David Salzberg, who's the science advisor for the Big Bang Theory. And he is sort of a clearinghouse now of anyone that wants physics goes to him. And so he sent them to Boston, and I interacted mainly with the props and set dressing, and they're like, we need to know what a real physics lab looks like. Well, I'm like, I have real physics labs. And so they came to visit, and it all started from there.
Okay, so what do you do usually day-to-day?
So day-to-day, I am a neutrino physicist. I'm an experimental neutrino physicist. So this was fun kind of pretending to be a theoretical physicist for a minute.
Oh, you know, for those of us who are not physicists, we don't know the difference.
Right. It's important to us.
Just speaking for myself here. You know, we've got this scene from the original Ghostbusters movie in 1984. Of course, some people are quite ticked off that there is a remake. It's not a remake. It's a very different thing. But let's listen to this with Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Harold Ramis, discussing their first use of the proton pack.
You know, it's just occurred to me we really haven't had a completely successful test of this equipment.
I blame myself.
So do I.
Well, no sense worrying about it now.
Why worry? Each of us is wearing an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on his back.
Yep.
How real is this idea, Lindley Winslow from MIT?
So we know how to accelerate protons. So that idea is not that foreign. But normally we do it over about a kilometer wide ring or something of the sort. So putting it on your back is a little tricky. But one of the best updates was a postdoc at MIT, James Maxwell, who got to actually build some things for the set, updated the theory behind it. And now they have superconducting magnets. Mm-hmm. Granted, still hard to get it on the back, but it just needs a breakthrough in materials.
Uh-huh. And have you ever found a ghost at MIT?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. That's the thing about ghosts, right? Listen, we only have about a minute left. I have two daughters. Do you have a baby? Do you have a daughter?
I have a daughter.
Okay.
10 months.
So science.
She was on set, apparently.
Okay. Oh, wow. Girls, you know, this is pop culture that we're talking about, but there's the whole STEM movement pushing women into science, pushing kids into science, but women too. Women as engineers, women as physicists. What do you make about the role that you played here? And do you think that actually that's going to filter out at all? That girls will watch this and go, ah. Oh.
That's why I took the time. It was a busy summer last time, as I said. I was very pregnant to do this, in that Ghostbusters gives you that idea of what it is to be a scientist and puts that seed in the little girl's head.
May it bloom for all of them. Lindley Winslow is an assistant professor of physics at MIT, and she was one of the scientists that helped advise the new Ghostbusters movie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Jill Kaufman. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston. Mm-hmm.